Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
And Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Jamal Wright said, Jed.
Wait, what was that one? The music was in my ear. What was that one?
Wright said, Jed. It's pretty
that's
good, right?
Pretty good. Yeah,
that
that's
is pretty
really
good,
good,
right? What would Sasser's be?
No, man, this is like the muscle in my brain that I have to like warm up basically to be good at this. And you were definitely already thinking of that one. That was good. What do you have one for him?
I don't. Not yet. I just always, whenever I think of his name, I think I asked you this weekend while we were watching the second half, like, are you feeling sassy? Like, well, Sasser was just like dominating Auburn.
Sure. Flying Sasser. That's Tyler's
one.
Oh,
that's not bad.
That's really good. I like Flying Sasser. That one's really good.
That has me. I think, is that the 10 like summer treat? Like a flying saucer?
What is a flying saucer in dessert terms? What is it?
It's like the ice cream sandwich with like the two cookies or like chocolate with like vanilla in between.
That's called a flying saucer?
It is. At least like where I'm from, that's what it's called.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Then that's, yeah. So wait, does it have to be a specific type of cookie? Is that why it's called a flying saucer? Is it like the dark chocolate like cookie looking things?
Yes.
So how is that not just an ice cream sandwich? Why is that not just called an ice cream sandwich? Because that's an ice cream sandwich.
Is there anyone else on our show? Because in New York, it is definitely called a flying saucer for sure.
I've heard of it.
Tyler does. Okay, that's good. I'm sure you're not alone. I just like we're not alone. Flying saucers.
Yeah, well, they're definitely out there. Definitely. What are the odds? If you had to set the betting market on, are there extraterrestrials? What would yes be?
So like, what is that? So, cause I always get like when people say that, cause even like scientists will say this stuff, they're like, are we talking about like, is there something out there that's like us? Is that what we're trying to like answer? Cause if it's just like living things, it's like minus a billion. Like there's, you know how many universes there are? I mean, of course, are we really that selfish? We think we're one of a kind. So just like,
which one is Thanos?
Of course there's other living stuff, but like, are there things that resemble humans? Seems like a big dog, probably.
Which one do you think Kang is in?
Well, you're talking about, well, Simpsons is Kodos and Kang. Are you talking about Krang or Kang?
Oh, no, Kang for like the new like Marvel villain who's in like one of like the multiverses.
Oh, I don't even know who that is. Who's Kang who's the Marvel villain Kang?
Jonathan Majors plays him, who's like awesome.
Oh, okay.
He was in Loki.
I heard that movie stunk.
Great.
I heard he was awesome and the movie was bad. Yeah, I heard he was really good and everybody hated the movie. Yeah,
I haven't seen a Marvel movie since Endgame, which really is like they should just stop making them. I guess there's too much money out there, right? Got to keep.
But you watch a lot of the shows, right? Don't you watch the show? You're the Disney Plus guy.
I only watched Loki. I only watched Loki. It's the only one.
And you watched what's the one that's like the black and white TV and that's the what is that?
I didn't watch it. The Scarlet Witch or whatever.
MagnaVision, whatever. Yeah, WandaVision, whatever it's called. You didn't watch that?
I did not watch it. I did not. Loki's the only one.
He's really the only one. God of mischief. What a guy.
I do like Loki. Well, Loki's always.
I've watched none of these things. I am gonna go see the Mario movie with my kids though. When it comes out, we're already like talking about it. They couldn't be more excited. They got a preview the other day.
I'm dying to see it. Like, can't wait. I might go on opening night like by myself. Like eat an edible in the parking lot and then just go in and just like sink into my chair.
Eat an edible, put on some overalls, red cap. sink on into a chair in there.
Yes,
here I go.
Appropriate Italian culture.
Yeah,
like what? Well, go it. Up. It's a me, Nick, and I want the popcorn. Hello.
They're like, sir, you're like the 17th person that's done that. Please stop. Please just tell me what you want. I make like $7.
What about the chicken parmesan? are you serving of that?
The person by the counter is just like, okay.
Yeah, the person behind the counter is probably like, I've been asked this question 4 times today, but by people under the age of 11.
Yeah.
You're like 40.
Right. Why is every preteen being very obnoxious to me today and speaking like Mario? Yeah, we're pumped. I don't know if we're going to be there opening night because the two kids probably wait like a little bit for me to go during like a day session. But I'm psyched. And like they're both so into Mario right now. It's like the perfect timing.
Last point on this, I'm just thinking like how stupid people are and how they like to argue about everything. If I tweeted now, what would you set the betting market for? Is there like an extraterrestrial species that is like humans? The varied responses that you would get from randos on Twitter, it would just, you know what? I'm going to move on. Let's talk who's going to win the national championship now in college basketball. Mm. Ken, the odds right now at our betting market, our show sponsor, BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, Alabama, the betting favorite at +350. Houston at 4-1, our UCLA Bruins at 8-1, Texas and UConn both at 9-1, Creighton at 10, Gonzaga and Tennessee at 11-1, Michigan State and Kansas State, who are obviously playing in Thursday night at 25-1, Arkansas and Xavier at 30, San Diego State at 40, Miami and Florida Atlantic at 50, and Princeton at 150-1, which has me thinking like, better chance of Princeton winning the title at 150-1 odds or someone graduating from Princeton and having a starting salary less than $150,000. I think that would actually be a better conversation than is Princeton going to win the title.
Right. Sure. Yeah. I'd probably take the salary in that situation. I had one friend in elementary school, one friend that ended up going to Princeton. We like kind of lost touch in high school. And then I found out that he went to Princeton. He's like a super genius, basically like a math, everybody goes to Princeton smart. No. Like this guy's like that's otherworldly to go back to our conversation.
Like an engineer,
yeah,
who I feel like
just
smart.
The way he thinks about like math is just they had a math award in fifth grade. And, you know, they had like the reading award, the social studies award, whatever. They made up all these awards. You got a book. My claim to fame is that, so this guy is, I'm sure he's like some scientist somewhere, whatever. Like, I honestly think he does like astrophysics or cryptography or one of these things. It's like smart people do, and was like a chess grandmaster at like the age of 10. Remember Quake 3? Remember that computer game? He was the number one player in the world for like 6 years at this game and won every championship. Like there's like videos of him online, like just wrecking people at this. So like everything he's ever done, he was the best at. And in fifth grade, we tied for the math award. We both won. So like I did it. Like I tied, you know, like the chess, like the computer, the humans couldn't beat the computer at chess. I tied this guy for the math award in the fifth grade. It's like my one claim.
You're like
to
Kasparov.
Fame,
you beat Deep Blue.
In a way. You know, so to speak. Exactly. I don't know. What were we talking
about?
Host title?
A 4-hour radio show?
Right. Right. Probably not, to be honest. But he could pretty much like figure out like how the universe functions. And I'm here in a closet, like talking about Houston.
Yeah, but if I asked him to come up with a Chris Berman nickname for Marcus Sasser, could he come up with one?
To be fair, I couldn't come up with one, and Tyler had to come up with Flying Sasser, which is just, it's actually really good. It's Right Said Shed is also really good. Like I appreciate both of those. I don't know, I could go for an hour on this. Like, just who do you think is going to win the title? Like off the top of your head, like what makes sense?
Well, I like UCLA. So like I agree with you.
We need UCLA. We need UCLA is different than like you watched all the games.
UCLA is going to win. I think UCLA
like,
is going to
win. You watched all the
games.
You still think they're going to win? Or you think like Alabama's going to win? Like Alabama's been the best team through two games.
I think the winner of UCLA and Houston in the Final Four will win the national championship.
I think that's possible. I think a bunch of stuff possible this year.
And if UCLA doesn't
win,
I think Houston will win. I think Houston's the best team. As I think, like, if it gets into crunch time, I will trust Houston more than I will trust Alabama. So how about that? If UCLA, like, loses to Gonzaga on this win in the next couple days, Houston will whether Houston covers or not is immaterial. I think Houston will definitely beat Miami. I think Houston will win if UCLA does not. As just a who's going to win the national championship, UCLA won. Right. If not UCLA, I'll take Houston. And then if I had to pick a third team, then I would take Bama because I do think Bama will play for the title. I just think Houston or UCLA would beat Bama in the title game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's – look, that's like a smart opinion. The market kind of reflects that, right? There's a – if you look at Bama to make the title game right now, there's a couple places that offer that. It's like plus 140 for them to make the Monday – like make Monday night. And then like
their final four when price at that point. Crazy too, Ken. And I had this written down for us to talk about. Their final four, just, minus 135. Like they're going to make it.
Right. It's just – it's basically there's the problem with betting futures now. So we're going to have like a detailed conversation. It's not like don't bet into these. Just understand that like we are actually now at the point of the tournament where like rolling over three money lines or whatever is just going to be like a better idea because like you're just like there not enough can change. Right. Like if you're. You know, if you're like, oh, Ken still likes UCLA, it's like, well, like it's now it is Gonzaga. And it's going to be UConn or Arkansas, and it's going to be Houston or Texas, and it's going to be Alabama. So, like, now you don't have to do it anymore. Now you can just bet them in those games or roll it over or whatever. When at the start of the tournament, that's when it's like, well, God, like, what if Gonzaga and TCU lose? And, like, you know, what if St. Mary's makes it out of the top half of the bracket? And what if this? What if this? What if this? Basically everything that's happened that helps Alabama. What if all that happened, but to somebody else? Like, that's why you can bet a future before the tournament starts, because there are things that are unknown. Now it's, like, so set who the opponents are. Like, you should just roll over everything. But I still think this is a really fun conversation, because just, like, the way that I do my process of, like, looking at historical markers for all the title teams and, like, who kind of, like, fits a profile, there are so few teams this year. So we going into the tournament, there were three that, like, had no, like, blemishes, I guess would be the right way to put it. And they were Houston, UCLA, and UConn were the three teams. All three are still around. The fourth that barely kind of like missed it because they were so good down the stretch and teams like that don't win was Texas, and they're still around. And what do all four of those teams have in common? They're all on the right side. they're like only one of them is going to make Monday night. So when you were like, oh, I think Alabama's going to make it to Monday night, like I've been looking for like exact outcomes for a couple of those teams over Alabama on Monday night as like a fun way to play the rest of the tournament. Like if these are like my title teams all on the right side, and I don't know who the hell's beating Alabama on the left side, certainly not the Final Four team either. It's going to be a terrible team is going to make the Final Four and play probably Alabama, maybe Creighton, but probably Alabama. Yeah, it feels like they walk right now to Monday night. Now, maybe San Diego State clips them. Maybe Creighton plays like the game of their life and Alabama's bad under pressure. But these are like low probability outcomes. So like it's tough to be like, no, actually, Michigan State's going to play Monday night for the national championship, or Tennessee is going to play for the national championship, which I guess is possible. But I just like Alabama more than those teams. There's nothing to bet there. It's just like that feels so set. And I hate all the other teams. And I think most importantly, if the other teams made Monday night, I would never bet them and they can't win. So like, it's not even like, we'll take a flyer on somebody on the left. Who? And who to beat Houston? To beat UCLA? Are you nuts? This feels like Villanova, Michigan, when like Michigan made it out of that opposite side. And it's like, oh, like feisty Michigan. Be like, actually Villanova by 75. Actually, that's like what the title game is. That's what this feels like. If it's not Alabama. So the left is kind of in peril there, basically, with just it might be a bad title game if Alabama loses. So then it's kind of like right side, who do you like? And like, yeah, I like UCLA more than the other teams, but they can lose to Gonzaga. Like the market's telling you that they're going to lose to Gonzaga a lot of the time. I don't think that's going to happen, but that's just my opinion. The market's kind of saying differently. I think UConn's like insanely interesting and they like make a ton of sense. The coach drives me nuts. But like if they were coached by someone with a different name, I probably would have bet them to win the title already. So they're interesting. Houston's interesting. I think the setup of the tournament is like, do you want to play like, who do you like on the right side? Cause we'll do most outstanding player as well. Like, who do you like on the right? That's where all the absolute juggernauts are to me. And I there's something about Alabama when they get in a close game, I don't know if it's going to go great and they haven't been in one yet. And I feel like one's looming and I think they're going to like not do it in the close game. I think it's not going to happen for him. And that's just a subjective opinion. That's kind of how I see it playing out, basically.
We can talk about the teams like that we want to bet and how we see everything playing out on the right side of the bracket coming up next segment. But the question I want to ask now to wrap up this segment, it sounds like, Ken, there isn't a long shot that you're interested in playing, right? So once we get past, and I'll throw Tennessee in this just because Tennessee has a pretty sure price. The number is 11-1. So it's Kansas State. Again, I'll read the numbers again. K-State and Michigan State, both at 25-1. So like if Alabama played Michigan State, it'd probably be a bigger beating than it was when they played in the college football playoff, however many years ago that was. Michigan State right. and K-State, 25. Arkansas and Xavier, 30. San Diego State, 40. Miami, FAU, 50. Princeton, 150. Like any of those teams interesting at all?
I mean, no. And it's like, okay, well, you have to bet one. I think a lot of these teams are the same. Like Florida Atlantic's price has the chance to improve the most, I guess. Because like all those, I don't think there's like any difference between Florida Atlantic and Michigan State and Kansas State. I mean, there's like no difference between the teams. And Tennessee is like a little better because they're the best defensive team, but they're also coached by Rick Barnes. And then if Alabama loses in the top half, none of those, like Creighton's a little better, but all those teams stink. Not Florida Atlantic, but like that would be my answer to the question.
Maybe it's San Diego State, if you think San Diego. I don't think they can beat Bama. Maybe San Diego State at 40-1. On the other side, Howard Benton, who's going to win the national championship to wrap up hour number two.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.